This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Femalet. Active ingredient, S. Letrozole. This leaflet provides important information about you using Femalet. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Femalet. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Femalet? Femalet contains the active ingredient letrozole. Femalet belongs to a family of medicines called aromatase inhibitors. They are also called antiestrogens because they act by reducing the production of estrogen in your body. Estrogen stimulates the growth of certain types of breast cancer. These cancers are called estrogen dependent. Reducing the production of estrogen may help to keep the cancer from growing. Femalet is used to treat breast cancer in women who are postmenopausal, or in other words, women who no longer have periods, either naturally due to their age, or after surgery, or chemotherapy. What should I know before I take Femalet? Warnings. Do not take Femalet if you are allergic to letrozole, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are still having periods. This medicine is only used in women who are no longer having periods. Women of childbearing age who recently became postmenopausal or perimenopausal should use a proven method of birth control to avoid pregnancy until your postmenopausal status is fully established. Ask your doctor about options of effective birth control. Your doctor may send you for a blood test to check your hormone levels and confirm you are no longer having periods. You are male. Men are not normally treated with Femalet as it may reduce fertility in male patients. The person you intend to give this medicine to is a child. Femalet is not recommended for use in children. Check with your doctor if you have a kidney or liver condition. Your doctor may want to take special precautions while you are taking this medicine if you have any of these conditions. Have a history of bone fractures or brittle bones from reduced bone mass, a condition called osteoporosis. Your doctor may want to check on your bones during treatment using a bone density test, or may send you for an X-ray. Are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives? Your doctor will want to know if you are prone to allergies. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss with you the potential risks of taking Femalet during pregnancy. There are reports of abnormalities in babies born to mothers who took Femalet during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It may pass into your breast milk and harm your baby. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Femalet and affect how it works. Medicines that may affect Femalet include antifungal medicines such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, medicines for HIV such as ritonavir, antibiotics such as clarithromycin and telithromycin, methoxylin which is used for some skin conditions, medicines for seizures, fits such as phenytoin or phenobarbital, clopidogrel which you may be taking if you have had previously had a heart attack or a stroke, some antibiotics like rifampicin, some other breast cancer medicines such as carbamazepine or tamoxifen, St. John's wort, a herbal extract used in a variety of conditions, other medicines that contain estrogen or affect the amount of estrogen in your body. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Femalet. How do I take Femalet? How much to take? The usual dose is 1 Femalet tablet every day. Follow the instructions provided and use Femalet until your doctor tells you to stop. Your doctor will check your progress to make sure the medicine is working and will decide how long your treatment should continue. How to take Femalet? Always swallow the tablet whole with a glass of water or other liquid. You can take the tablet with or without food. If your stomach is upset after taking the tablet, take it with a meal or after a snack. When to take Femalet? Take Femalet at about the same time each day. Taking your tablet at about the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. If you forget to take Femalet, if you miss your dose at the usual time, and it is almost time for your next dose, e.g. within 2 or 3 hours, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the dose as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your tablet as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you miss more than one dose, or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist or doctor for some hints. If you take too much Femalet, if you think that you have used too much Femalet, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131 1126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Femalet? Things you should do. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Femalet. Your doctor needs to know immediately so that Femalet can be replaced by another medicine. You should not take this medicine while you are pregnant. Use birth control to avoid pregnancy until your postmenopausal status is fully established. Call your doctor straight away if you are experiencing an allergic reaction to the medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you do not follow your doctor's instructions, your treatment may not help, or you may have unwanted side effects. Be sure to keep all your appointments with your doctor, so your progress can be checked. Your doctor may want you to have blood tests from time to time, to check on your progress, and detect any unwanted side effects. Your doctor may also decide to monitor your bone health, as this medicine may cause thinning or wasting of your bones, osteoporosis. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Femalet. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Femalet. If you go into hospital, please let the medical staff know that you are taking Femalet. Things you should not do. Do not take Femalet for a longer time than your doctor has prescribed. Do not let yourself run out of Femalet over the weekend or on holidays. Do not stop taking this medicine suddenly. Do not use Femalet to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Femalet to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem to be similar to yours. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive, use any machines or tools or do jobs that require you to be alert until you know how Femalet affects you. Femalet may occasionally cause drowsiness, dizziness, or other symptoms which could affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Make sure you know how you are affected by this medicine before you drive or use machinery. Drinking alcohol. Femalet can make you drowsy or dizzy. Alcohol may increase the effect. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the original pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they will not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store in original container. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Femalet, or your tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. see the information below. And, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach problems. Constipation or diarrhea. Indigestion or discomfort or pain. Vaginal problems. Spotting or bleeding. Dryness. Thick, whitish discharge. General well-being. Feeling sick, nausea, or vomiting. High cholesterol. Cough, headache. Trouble sleeping, insomnia, or feeling sleepy, drowsy. Increased sweating, or thirst. Changes to appetite, or weight. Hair loss. Feeling anxious, nervous, annoyed, or sad. Trouble remembering things. Skin/soft tissue problems. Dry, itchy, red, irritated skin or eyes. Hot flushes. Dry or sore mouth. Ulcers, mouth sores, cold sores. Bladder problems. Urgent need to urinate, pass water. Pain or burning sensation when urinating, which may be a sign of an urinary tract infection. Muscle or joint problems. Back/breast/muscle/joint pain. Pain in arms and legs, stiffness. Arthritis, carpal tunnel, or trigger finger, finger bent and stuck. Balance problems. Feeling dizzy, vertigo, falls. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Heart problems. Fast or irregular heartbeat. Increased blood pressure. Crushing chest pain or sudden shooting arm or leg, foot pain. Signs of a heart attack. Signs of an allergic reaction. Trouble breathing, wheezing. Spreading rash, red skin, blistering of lips, eyes, or mouth. Skin peeling, signs of skin disorder. Swelling of the face or throat. Liver and kidney problems. Yellow skin or eyes, jaundice. Very dark urine or unable to urinate. Vision problems. Blurry vision, cataract, or blindness. Blood or circulation problems. Weakness or being unable to move limbs or face. Difficulty speaking/slurred speech. Problems balancing or moving properly. Signs of stroke. Swelling and redness along a vein which is extremely tender or painful to touch. Signs of thrombophlebitis. Numbness or painful swelling/tingling in hands or feet, limbs. Bluish skin. Coughing up blood. Fainting. Swelling of the feet, ankles, or other parts of the body due to fluid buildup. Signs of edema. Infections. Flu-like symptoms including fever, chills, sore throat, general lack of energy, or tiredness. Feeling constantly sick, sores in mouth. Bone and connective tissue problems. Thinning of bones, osteoporosis, bone fractures. Tendon disorders including tendonitis, inflammation of the tendon and tendinovitis, inflammation of the tissue surrounding the tendon, pain, swelling and tenderness near a joint. Tendon tears, feeling a snap or pop when the tear happened, severe pain, swelling. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Femalet contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Letrozole 2.5 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Microcrystalline cellulose. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Maize starch. Sodium starch glycolate. Opidry to complete film coating system 40L38238 yellow. ARTGPI number 107043. Potential allergens. Contains lactose, sulfites, and trace amounts of phenylalanine. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Femalet looks like. Femalet is a 2.5 mg dark yellow, capsule-shaped, slightly biconvex film-coated tablet debossed with LZ 2.5 on one side and G on the other side. Ostar 166010. Femalit comes in blister packs containing 30 tablets. Who distributes Femalit? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024. Femalit is a Viatris company trademark. Femalit_CMI/JUL24/00.